This Mass, in a very special way, we also lift up our prayers for the eternal rest of Father Ernest Heppner. He passed away on Thursday, and our beloved Father Ernie, we pray that he may rest in peace. He was a wonderful priest, very sweet, very devoted to his vocation. He served here for many years, and for all those who knew Father Heppner, he was very kind, very merciful. So we pray for his eternal rest. All the liturgies will be here at St. Mary's for Father Heppner. Tuesday, January the 5th at 6:30 p.m., there will be a vigil liturgy followed by visitation. So Tuesday, January the 5th at 6:30 p.m. here. Wednesday, January the 6th at 11 in the morning, there will be the Mass of Christian Burial for Father Heppner. Eternal rest grant unto him, O Lord. May he rest in peace. Amen. May the soul of Father Heppner and the souls of all the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, the time is again to ask, what were your New Year's resolutions? It's the time again. Do you have any? Perhaps some of you are like, not really, because with this pandemic, it's a headache. We don't even want to think about that. But my first one on the list was to breathe, to be able to breathe, because I'm tired. I'm sure a lot of you are tired just wearing these masks. So to breathe, to be able to breathe. And as also most of you know that I had the virus and I almost didn't make it. I almost died. So when I think about that, to breathe is, I use it as a prayer, because oftentimes I take it for granted. I take it really for granted, just the fact that I'm breathing. So this mask, although it's a pain, it's also a wonderful tool to remind me of God, of what God is doing every single day, and really every single second. Just the fact that I'm breathing, and this mask again is helping me to recognize the beauty of life. So that was my first resolution, to be able to recognize in prayer the power of God as I am breathing, to feel his presence, to feel that he is alive. And that is a wonderful, I would say, a wonderful epiphany. An epiphany is a manifestation of God. It is an awakening. To be able to feel God's presence, to be able that God is there. So next time, well, right now you're wearing the mask, just think about that. What God is doing through you. He has given you the breath of the Holy Spirit. You're breathing the oxygen. God is there. God is with us. And today we celebrate the Epiphany once again as the manifestation, the awakening of God. That God is here. That God is with us. And we have some new visitors here in the manger. We have the three wise men, the three magi there. They started all over here where our Blessed Mother is. And they were migrating. They started there, and then the next few days they were here. One time I almost tripped over the camel when I was going back to the altar. Thank God it didn't happen. I don't feel like riding a donkey or a camel today, so I'm just gonna pass on that. But there he is. Look at him. He's like, because he's on the floor, he's kind of looking like, excuse me, can you just move over so I can see the little Jesus too? But the Magi, and including the camel, represents all of us. As they were migrating, they started again over here. They moved their way to the manger. They're there, finally. The epiphany, the manifestation, the awakening. Here I am, Jesus, the Son of Man. But they represent us, because that's all of us. Oftentimes we migrate from God. We go away. far land, distant. When we sin, when we choose to do it our own way, not His way, we start all over, all the way over here. And then, by the grace of God, we start moving closely and closer to God until we get there at the foot of the altar, right here. So the second wonderful thing for this New Year's resolution is to constantly get closer to God, migrating towards Him, getting closer to Him in prayer, that we may always be able to be with Him, especially at this celebration of the Holy Mass. A lot of people can't be at Mass because of health reasons, because other people just don't want to come. Well, that's another story, a different homily. But we're truly blessed to be here, to be at this altar, at this manger, to be able to participate of this blessed sacrament. So let us be grateful, because today is the Epiphany, and the Epiphany happens really at every single Mass, where Jesus manifests Himself, where He shows Himself, where He makes Himself present to tell us, you know what, I am with you, so stop going away. Come back to me. I am with you. And the Magi represent us all once again, because we tend to do that. Every time we sin, we tend to say, not yet. I'm not ready to follow you. I'm not ready to be with you. I'm not ready to remain faithful to you. But the Epiphany tells us that God is always looking for us. He's always present, and He wants us to come back, because He never gets tired of looking for us and forgiving us. We hear in this beautiful passage today, Matthew, let me find it, all right here. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, wait a minute, which house? This is a manger, this is a stable. Somebody asked, Father, what happened? Because it talks about a house, this is a beautiful detail here, but it's not a house, it was a stable, it was a manger. Well, yeah, that's a very good point. Well, notice that Christmas has been condensed. Perhaps Jesus is already maybe 2 years old. He's not a baby anymore. Well, still a baby, but you know what I'm saying, not a newborn baby. But He's not in the manger. He's probably moved out of the manger with friends, family, who knows. Entering the house. We get that very condensed Christmas. I'm sure there's a reason for that. I don't know the answer. If you want to have the answer, make it to heaven, and you can ask Jesus yourself, because He'll give us all the answer. But that's not the detail there. They came and offered Him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold, representing His kingship. He is the king. A baby, maybe 2 years old, but He is the king. They're representing us. Is He the king in our lives? Are we giving Him homage, praise, and glory with striving to live a golden life? No one is perfect. Well, God is, and our Blessed Mother, everybody else, but all the saints. But living a golden life means to recognize that we need Him, that we need this little baby, that we need this king. And to live a golden life, to be able to go to confession, instead of going away from God, coming back to Him, going to confession. To live a golden life means to pray even when I just don't feel like praying. When it is most difficult to pray, St. Augustine said, the most beautiful prayer for God is that one which is done when it's painful, when you just don't want to pray. That's the most beautiful prayer, because it is sacrificial. So let us ask for the grace so that we may be able to bring Him gold in our prayer. Even if our prayer is dry, even if we just don't feel His presence. but it is about being faithful, remaining with Him always, not going away from Him, but getting closer to Him. Secondly, frankincense, also to signify his kinship, but again, prayer and worship. As the in a different part of the in the Bible says that just as frankincense is lifted up to you, O Lord, so my prayer be lifted up to you. Today, let us lift up in prayer all those who have fallen away from the faith, all of those who don't have anyone to pray for them, as we offer this King frankincense to pay him the homage, to pray for all those who don't have anyone to pray for them. And lastly, myrrh. This represents his dying. It is a perfume, oil, substance. But even though it's a baby, the myrrh represents, it tells us about what is going to happen to this King. He's going to die on the cross for you and for me. Let us ask for the grace so that we may too die for him. Maybe not on a cross, but on the daily crosses, dealing with our spouses. Well, don't get too excited. Spouse, just one, single. Dealing with our spouse, with our children, with our neighbors. Sometimes they can be annoying. With friends, with church, with political whatever. That's our cross. We don't need any other crosses. But God is asking us in this manifestation, in this awakening, take your cross, those that you have, and give me honor. Find me in that. Invite me. Invite me into that cross. Let me help you to embrace it. Those are just beautiful ways of how we can give him homage and praise. This is what we celebrate. This is the Epiphany. Someone asked, I wasn't here, this is my first Christmas, but someone asked, what is going to be the gift for this Christmas? And I'm like, what do you mean? This person said, because last year they gave us, I can't remember what he said, maybe a book or something else. And are they going to give us the same? Said, I don't know, I wasn't here last year. But this you know what I'm going to give you? Salvation, forgiveness, and mercy. That should be enough. That's what God gives us today. Not just a book, but his own self. This King manifesting himself to all of us today in this blessed sacrament, he's telling us, come to me. Bring me what you have. They brought these beautiful gifts. As we approach this heavenly banquet, just let us just tell God, because he wants also a gift. Perhaps we feel or we think that we don't have anything to give to him. But God just wants us to be there, our hearts to be willing to follow and to obey. Maybe that's all we have. That's all he wants. May our Blessed Mother help us and our visitors here, including the camel, help us to get closer to him, to approach him, to turn to him daily in prayer and with the sacraments, receiving the sacraments, so that we may be strengthened, because a beautiful way to give him homage is to go out there and reveal him to others. Continue the Epiphany, the manifestation, the awakening of our Lord as we live our lives out there. Yes, with the spouse, with the children, with the neighbors, with everybody else, so that he may be revealed just as he is, the King and the Lord. May God bless us all. Please stand. I believe in one God,